Masechet Menachot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, He. Our rabbis teach us the following rule. Kol davar shu bachova, eno ba'ela minachulin. Any type of obligation that a person has to bring a korban, the money that he uses to buy that korban has to come from chulin, has to be regular money, it can't be sanctified money. Ma'aser sheni, which technically is produce that a person has to bring to Yerushalayim and eat over there. If it's too burdensome, he could redeem the holiness onto coins, bring the coins there, and spend those coins in the holy city of Yerushalayim. He could spend that money on shelamim or todah offerings because the owner of the todah and the shelamim eat the meat. But when we say that he could use that ma'aser sheni money, since the ma'aser sheni money has a sort of sanctity towards it, he can only use it to buy voluntary shelamim offerings or a todah. But any obligatory offering, any obligation of a korban that he has to bring, he cannot use that money because we said any korban that he's obligated and has the money has to come from holin. We'll elaborate on this halacha. Mishnah says, Ha'omer hare alai todah. Somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a korban todah. Yavihi velahma mina holin. He has to bring the animal and the bread from holin. Once a person makes that swear that he's making an obligation upon him to bring korban todah, that obligation is there, and therefore he can't take care of that obligation using ma'aser sheni money to buy either the animal or the loaves of bread. Todah mina holin velahma mina ma'aser. If somebody said, I accept upon myself to bring korban todah from holin money and bread from ma'aser sheni money, yavi lachma mina chulin. He has to bring the todah and the bread from the chulin as well, even though he said that he wants to bring the bread from the ma'aser, so he was sort of conditioning it on that. We say that he goes after the animal, since he made the declaration of the animal from chulin. Following that, the requirement of loaves as well, that has to be from the chulin as well, just like the animal. So even though he said that the bread is from ma'aser sheni, we ignore that line. Todah min ha-ma'aser ve'lahma min ha-cholin yavi. If he makes a swear that he's going to bring the todah, or an obligation upon himself, a todah from ma'aser sheni, and the bread from cholin, he brings the todah and the bread like he made the swear, the todah he's allowed to bring for the ma'aser sheni, because the obligation upon himself to bring the todah was conditioned on the fact that it would be from ma'aser sheni. And therefore, he could use the ma'aser sheni money to buy the animal. And the bread, it could be brought from chulin as well. Because if it could be brought from ma'aser sheni, it's the animal. So kal v'chomer, the bread could be from the regular chulin money. Ha'todah hi v'lahma mina ma'aser. If somebody says that he's going to bring korban todah, it and his bread from ma'aser sheni, that was his obligation. Yavi, he could bring them according to how he swore. V'lo yavi mihaiteh ma'aser sheni. But he's not allowed to bring bread made from the wheat of ma'aser sheni, ela mima'ot ma'aser sheni, only from bread. Oh, he can only bring bread that he purchased with money of ma'aser sheni. He can't take the actual wheat of ma'aser sheni and grind it up and make loaves of bread from it to serve as his korban todah obligation. And we learn this out from the korban shelamim. If a person has ma'aser sheni funds, he's allowed to purchase a shelamim in Yerushalayim and eat it there. But since a shelamim is an animal, obviously, he can only use the funds from ma'aser sheni to purchase a shelamim, but there's no way that he could bring a ma'aser sheni shelamim. Doesn't exist, because a ma'aser sheni is only on produce. So we learn it out from here. Since a shelamim, if you don't use the money in order to purchase the shelamim, the ma'aser sheni money, likewise over here, you could use the ma'aser sheni money, whatever was redeemed from ma'aser sheni, in order to use to produce the bread of the korban todah, but you can't use the ma'aser sheni produce in order to grind up that wheat and make the ma'aser sheni produce to cover the bread that you want to bring with the korban todah.